What's good about it? The book continues to hammer home the bad news for Western countries. Effects of being overweight and obese include cognitive impairment, a decrease in activity, an increase in sleepiness, a decrease in fitness, lower income, impaired mood and depression, fewer children, shorter lifespans, and poorer health overall. The social consequences of the ageing of Western societies means they are less innovative, physically weaker, and have more limited cognitive abilities. Older people require more resources. Societies with older populations are more affected by illness and are less productive, as well as being more self-centred. The rise of one-child and single-parent households also has implications. The only child, as an adult, is more often depressed and anxious, is more often overweight and obese, both as a child and as an adult, and tends to be more often self-centred and narcissistic. Such households also have a greater tendency toward criminal behaviour. They are more often sick, they're more often poor and in need of government support, and they're more often poorly educated. There are five predictions about what the Western world could look like in the near future. 1. Inequality will increase. 2. People will become even less educated. 3. Western societies will become even less innovative. 4. Western societies will become more corrupt and democracies will continue to deteriorate. And 5. Infrastructure will continue to worsen. What do you have to watch? It is a convincing case that rings true, but if you live in the West, it all adds up to a pretty depressing list.